We are very pleased to continue our study in the first book of Samuel. We're still in the midst of the third chapter, and we see here that Samuel has just received a message from God. God called him in the middle of the night, and this is the first open vision that Samuel has gotten from God. And in this vision, God has told Samuel that Eli is going to be punished. He says in the 11th verse, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end." And he further says that, "Therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever." That is, there's no way that Eli's going to be able to rectify it now. He couldn't offer enough sacrifices or offerings to purge this sin out. This sin was going to have to be punished by the divine intervention of God. So in verse 15, "And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision." So after he received this vision, Samuel just lay in his bed till morning. Then he got up and apparently started about his usual duties. He opened the doors of the tabernacle and didn't say anything to Eli about the vision because he was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. He feared to show Eli the vision. Now, we don't know exactly why he feared, but it would be easy to assume that he feared to show it to him because it was a message of doom for Eli, and he just didn't want to be put in that unpleasant position of being the one to break this kind of news to Eli. I'm sure he had a lot of respect for Eli. Eli was his teacher. Eli was the one that he was looking to for guidance and for spiritual help. And so we can see how it would make him quite uncomfortable to have to be the one to reveal this to Eli. Nevertheless, Eli knew that he had received some message from God, and Eli wanted to know what it was, and of course God intended for Eli to know. So verse 16, "Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son? And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee?" Eli wanted to know what the message was. And he further says, "I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee." So Eli actually pronounces a threat upon Samuel if he doesn't tell him what the message is, telling him that God's going to bring a judgment upon him, that whatever the bad things were in the message, he will have even worse happen to him if he doesn't tell him everything. And of course, Samuel doesn't hold it back. Verse 18 says, "And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him." So he told him the whole message. It was a rather short message, but it was a message of doom. However, the message was simply a reminder of what Eli had already been told by God. Verse 13 says, "For I have told him that I would judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons have made themselves vile, and he restrained them not." So it's no news that was new to Eli. Eli had heard it before. God had sent him a message earlier. God had shown him the respect, the deference of having already told him what was going to happen. But he again reestablished this word, reestablished this prophecy through Samuel. And it seems to be the very first prophecy now that Samuel received. So he told him every whit and hid nothing from him. Now we notice how Eli received this. "And he said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good." So Eli is resolved to receive whatever punishment, whatever retribution, whatever correction God deems fit for this occasion. Eli was a man of God, although he was guilty of sin. He knew the workings of God, that God is all-powerful, that God is holy, and that God will bring about the things that he has promised to bring about, even though it be punishment. And so he is resolved to receive whatever God has in store for him. He said, "It is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good." And that should be our attitude also. Let the Lord do what seems good to him. He's going to do it. It's going to be the best for us in the long run. In this particular case, it was the only way that the Lord had of stopping the sin in Israel. Eli had been unable or unwilling to stop it. And things were just going to get worse and worse until something was done. And so this was the way that the Lord chose to bring about an end to it. He had to, first of all, correct the problem by eliminating the source. And the source was Eli and his sons. Now, beginning with the 19th verse, the last three verses of this chapter have to do with some general statements about Samuel. And this probably includes the next few years with Samuel. And it's not just the immediate events are going to begin to happen in chapter 4 when they go into the battle with the Philistines. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. So Samuel is now a prophet. The Lord has chosen him to be one through whom he's going to reveal his will to man. A prophet receives the things of God and delivers them to man. And although his first message, it was hard for him to deliver it to Eli. He was afraid to give it to Eli. He did faithfully give him every whit. And he says here that he did let none of his words fall to the ground. That is, whatever he told Samuel came to pass. He made sure that it was a true prophecy. It was truly something that was going to occur. He didn't give him false words. They all bore out the fact that they did come from God. He let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Now this saying, from Dan to Beersheba, is just designed to indicate all Israel from the furthest point north, which was Dan, the city that Dan had taken charge of in the north, and from to the furthest point in the south, which is Beersheba. They knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. The message got around. Now, whether it was just this one message right now that he had received about Eli, or whether it was other messages that are not yet given in this writing, it's hard to say, but the whole nation now knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And we're going to see that Samuel is shortly going to be taking the place of Eli. Young Samuel is going to be replacing old Eli. And God's not going to leave his land without someone to stand for his cause. And Samuel is the one that's chosen to do this. And so it's well then for the nation to know, for the nation to become acquainted with the fact that Samuel is a prophet. He is established to be a prophet of the Lord. He is one they can look to and depend upon for instruction as a result of his receiving miraculous inspiration of God. Had the nation not known this, had the nation not recognized Samuel to be in this position, then it would have been most difficult for Samuel to have carried out the work of the Lord as he should. Verse 21, "And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." So this simply lets us know that we have a continuing, ongoing office of Samuel being a prophet. The Lord appears to him again. The Lord appears and reveals himself by the word of the Lord. That is, he doesn't just see some vision, but what he sees is the word of the Lord. God lets him know what his will is. He gives him a vision, an open revelation, something he can then take and relate to the people. And so we end the third chapter on this note of Samuel being established as a prophet, and the Lord appearing to Samuel, the Lord giving him his miraculous revelation, and that none of his words did fall to the ground. That is, everything he told Samuel was something that was a true, something that the Lord stood behind, and something that the Lord caused to come about. So as we begin the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel, the first sentence says, "And the word of Samuel came to all Israel."